Welcome to your Morning Boost, your daily leadership advice to help you lead your school community. Brought to you by AWB Education and sponsored by Grundmeier Leader Services, where together we are transforming education, one leader at a time. Now here's your host, Adam Bush.
Good morning and a very happy Thursday to you. Welcome back to your Morning Boost. I'm Adam Bush, and it's a pleasure to have you here. We are continuing our phenomenal week with Dr. Albert Bramante, and today he's going to talk about a quality that is foundational to effective leadership, and that is developing resilience and grit. In the world of education, where we face daily challenges and setbacks, these qualities are not just nice to have, they are absolutely essential. Dr. Bramante is going to give us some practical advice on how we can cultivate these traits in ourselves and our teams. And with that, I'm going to turn it over to our incredible guest, Dr. Albert Bramante, to walk us through his insights on this vital topic. Thanks for being here again today.
And thank you, Adam, for having me.
Absolutely.
The important thing, if we look at the word resilience, it's kind of like the ability to bounce back and to adapt, and not only adapt, but let it make you stronger to these experiences. So, especially with education, because the idea of resilience is extremely important in leadership, because we need to model that for the staff we oversee, and then also that's going to then trickle down to the students in a couple of different degrees. So we want to model being able to bounce back from setbacks and being able to handle challenges and obstacles that come our way, which they are going to. That's the human experience. So, and then grit refers to just, in a sense, of persevering, keeping up with challenges. Because as a leader, you're going to be faced with a whole host of challenges. And while there's a lot of prestige sometimes of being a leader, there's also a lot of responsibilities, and there's going to be challenges thrown your way. And especially when you're responsible for somebody for a team, there may be even challenges that you're not even really directly involved with that are going to affect you. Like, if there's problems within the team communicating, even on a downward level, and it trickles down into the students. So you're going to be partially responsible, just like, me owning a business. If my employees mess up, I'm responsible.
Yep. Yep.
So there's going to be that. So it's going to be challenges, and we need to be prepared for that. And not to fold when they happen, but to bounce back. That doesn't mean that we don't get emotionally affected or even bothered by it by some level. I think that's a mouthful thing not to get bothered by it. But I think the important thing is to be able to say, what can I learn from this, or how can I improve this so it's better the next time? Mm-hmm. So that's the important thing. And it's so important, because the one thing when we're faced with challenges is we can't fold. We can't break down, because we're, especially as leaders, you're models as to how other people should be responding. So your teachers, or your, employees are going to want to see somebody who's strong, who can at least lead them, because if you're going to panic, they're going to panic, and students are going to panic, and that's going to be a mess. And so, grit is also important, because there's going to be setbacks. And one of the best, I think, teachers of grit and perseverance are children. So for those of you who are parents, which I imagine there's a good number of you listening that are parents, if you remember when your toddler was growing up and they were learning to walk, how many times did they fall down? How many times did they stumble or have a hard time standing upright and then taking their steps and falling down? I would imagine it could be an upwards of hundreds of times. You never see an infant or toddler say, I can't walk anymore.
True.
Or a parent who says, walking is not for you. We overcome that. Now, for some reason, we fold. We don't have that same level of grit that toddler has. So, like, a couple of times when we get setbacks, we have a tendency to fold or to say, I quit. So The important thing is there is kind of like learning to fail forward in a sense. So what can you learn from these experiences? Because that's what's going to keep you going a day in and day out. So rather than wanting to quit and you get burnt out, it sort of turns into how can I become a better person, or how can this experience help me better? Because that's what it is. It takes that perseverance. You know, there's people who sometimes failed so many times, but it was that last time that they pushed forward, they actually took off and propelled. So the important thing is that if we want our students to succeed, we've got to model that too. So there's the whole idea is to bounce back from our setbacks and let them teach us new things, but not affect us in a negative way. So that's what I mean by resilience and grit.
Yeah, that's good. I appreciate that reminder that it's not about being tough enough to never fail. It's about having that inner strength to get back up after every fall. That's your analogy of a young child is absolutely perfect. That's wonderful. Again, yeah, it's really good. I appreciate your topics this week. This is awesome. Good topic today. Remind us that moments aren't failures. They're opportunities, right? It's another opportunity to grow and get ready for that next challenge. Huge thank you again to Dr. Albert Bramante for these motivating discussions and today's on resilience and grit. The work you do is just so vital, and the work we do as school leaders is also vital. So that ability to bounce back is what's going to make all the difference. Thank you, everybody. Hope you have a wonderful Thursday. Dr. Bramante will be back again tomorrow for one last episode to join us this week. I can't wait to see what he's got in store for us for Friday. But again, thanks for listening. We will talk with you again tomorrow.
You have been listening to Your Morning Boost by AWB Education in partnership with Grundmeier Leader Services. You can find out more about our services by clicking on the links in the description. Remember, you are doing this vital job that only a few can do. So until next time, thank you for your service to your community.